Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Check us out. The man is back. The Wayne Breezy. How we doing, Wayne?
Had to zoom in. I looked at your big face and I was like, I'm too little. You know what I mean? What's going on, faithful? We got 49ers football ready to kick off, John. How many days?
Oh, dude, 16, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana days. I'm so excited, man. Listen, John, I missed you, bro. It's been a long month for everybody out there that's been asking where the hell is Breezy. Man, listen, I've been going through some life shit. So moving, I hate it. The next time I move, better be in a casket. I promise you, I don't want to move again. I can't do it. I'm 45. And my body just doesn't like to move. But John, I'm happy to be here, man. And thanks for bearing with me and all the things you've been doing to help out, man. Appreciate you.
Dude, nothing but love. I wanted to start the show off with like the Eminem song, my favorite Eminem song. Da-na-na-na-na-na. And it's like, guess who's back? But then
guess
I was like,
back?
The first line of that song, Breezy Trailer Park Girls Meet Me Outside. And so
it
works. So we got Wayne Breezy back. We got, look at this, Hugo. Let's target 140 likes today. That is the goal. That's the goal.
Shout out to Hugo for the avatar, quickly change of the avatar, man. That is fire, bro. Like,
I saw somebody post on Twitter. I don't remember who it was, so I feel bad. But like, man, opposing fans are going to show up with Jed's mugshot on t-shirts. And I was like, opposing fans? I think Niners fans.
The Niners fans, bro. I don't think they know how much we are trolls. Like, yeah, you know, bad, and we love bro. To troll our own. But look, I just want to make this clarification, right? When I heard the initial report of him getting arrested, my first reaction was like, oh, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a G'd up general manager out here starting trouble. And then it says something about like criminal tools. I'm like, oh, he was packing heat too. Oh, I love it. That's my G. I mean, that's my owner. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's up. And then the other stuff came out. And then I was like, oh, wait. I wanted to apologize for anybody that thought that I was supporting if there was any connections to him and human trafficking. Nah, we don't support that. But I mean, if it's prostitution, I mean, I don't support that either. But at the end of the day, I mean,
it's funny.
You should have just paid for an escort service. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
The jokes are just so awesome, and I love it. Today's going to be a blast, man. We're doing our 53-man roster prediction. We do this every damn year, Wayne. So I was like,
year.
We got to do it. We got to do it. So we're going to go through the roster where we are now. Now, obviously, this is before the third preseason game, but I think a lot of these we're going to get right, and we're going to just see. During today's episode, I hope that you get to stick with us because you're going to see how difficult this roster is going to be. Wayne's going to be sweating. I'm going to be sweating. We're going to be arguing, cut this guy, that guy, what that works. But we've got a lot. Do have to say thank you to the Nigel Crane 49ers, 440 jewels. Unk alert. I love it. And also, have to say thank you to the executive producers of the 49ers Rush Podcast, William Sinclair, Corey Robbins, 49ers Stores 365, David Gill. Excited. Look at this. We got the hashtag John Wayne up there. We got the hashtag BBs. Man, you guys just coming through with all the stuff. I love it. Oh, and we got Johnny Dale in the chat. Jed was doing his best to give Nick Bosa a run for comeback player of the year. He just misunderstood the meaning. Johnny Dale. Bravo.
Johnny Dell's humor is uncanny,
he's
yo.
He's the best. All right. So we better dive in. Otherwise, we're going to be here for an hour and a half. So we're going to go position by position. And the goal is to get to 53. Now, once we finish this, we'll probably be at like 57, 58, 59. And then we're going to have to go back and cross-reference which position, like, do you want to keep that seventh linebacker or the fifth, you know, offensive line, like all those different things. So we're going to cast a wide net position by position. We'll do offense, then defense, special teams kind of locked. And then we're going to get hard, like get down to the hard choices. And got to remember, there are two players on PUP that do not count against the 53-man roster, Mikael Williams and Isaac Garrido. And you also get two IR designated to return spots, which do not count against the 53. But there's about 12 players that could qualify for that. So we'll get through
Let's save that for another show. Let's just get to the 53, dog, because this is going to be tough.
All right, let's go with quarterbacks. The quarterback room, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, Curtis Work, Adrian Martinez. How many are you wanting to keep?
I think the nine. I got three. Now the question is, who's the third? So is it Rourke or is it Martinez? And Rourke got injured, and Martinez got a chance to play. Martinez is like oil and vinegar, bro. Like oil and water. It don't mix. It's weird, right? But he can move. But then he gonna turn the ball over.
Rourke then he could score. Outshined him. And, you know, at the training camp practices, I'm like, dude, Curtis Rourke's way too slow decision-making. You saw a little bit of that in the preseason game, but it worked. And it's like, dude, if he gets better at this, which he's going to have time to, yeah, I've got that. You know, my three that I would keep would be Brock Jones and Curtis Rourke as well. I'm not keeping Adrian Martinez. So those
yeah,
are the
he would be the practice. He would be the practice flop.
Yeah, so he doesn't count against the 53. He'd get waived, come back, all that stuff. Which so, he was on the practice squad last year. Nobody got him, so.
Yeah, like, you know, he's a super-duper long star. So far, I think right now, we got six players locked.
Oh, the special teams guys?
Yeah, they're locked. I mean, Eddie P., Wayman, and Weeks, right? They're locks.
Love that. Look at this. Jax Knox. Just want to say the freaking warrior. We love you. We care about you. So sorry for what you've gone through. Just wanted to take a second to say you're the best, and we love you, Jax.
We got you, Jax.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. You are the best. You are the best. Oh, look at this right there. Himstifer. Appreciate the super chat. Got 140 on the maple missile. There we go. All right, let's get to running back. We're keeping Kyle Juszczyk. He's not in the discussion. The running back room, Christian McCaffrey, Kalen Black, Jordan James, Khalil Herbert, Cecil McCormick. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, so that's where it gets a little tricky because Jordan James came back to practice. Looked like he didn't skip a beat. That's to me, he's RB2, right? I mean, I want Kalen Black to be RB2, but I think you know how the rookies really got a rookie. They got to do something. If it was an injury, I could see Kalen Black RB2. Definitely love what we saw. Quick burst, the low center to gravity, the forced tackles, missed forced tackles. Love what we saw in that small framework. I really want him to play the whole game. I don't need to see anybody else. I don't need to see Sincere McCormick. But Sincere McCormick and Khalil Herbert, who was traded?
Zamir White. Right. And man, I thought, you know, Khalil Herbert, they cut, brought him back after the Patrick Taylor Jr. injury. Yeah. Sam McCormick's looked great, but not worth a roster spot, in my opinion.
So then I got three back. We usually go four and plus one.
Yeah, I think that this is a spot because you also have Garrido on the PUP. And so, like, you have that extra, you know, after the 4 weeks, you could bring somebody back. I don't think anybody's going to claim both Sincere and Khalil Herbert. I've got them keeping just three.
All right, so we got McCaffrey, James, Black.
Yeah, and then Juice, you know, he's a separate.
Juice is automatic.
But yeah. I don't have any other running. Do you want to keep another running back? We could throw him in there.
I really feel like they always go with a veteran back. It's just the Kyle Shanahan, Bobby Turner way. They go with a veteran back.
So your call. You're in Bobby Turner's shoes.
It's McCormick or
McCormick
Herbert.
Is way ahead on the depth chart.
Then I would add McCormick, bro.
Okay, we're adding McCormick.
We'll and here's why. Number one, you can't trust the health of Jordan James. And number two, you can't trust the health of your PUP guy, Isaac Garrido, who they may bring back. So you got to have that veteran, right?
I'm from Texas, and one of the worst things that could ever happen is whenever it's dinner time and you don't have what you need for the dinner for the family. And so I'm a big steak, barbecue, you name it, grill out. That's what I love, and that's why I use Omaha Steaks. So whether it's a rushed weeknight or a Saturday cookout, you can have quality protein on hand when you need it. Ribeyes for special occasion, juicy burgers for a cookout, grilling chicken, seafood, gourmet franks. Omaha Steaks has what you want. Plus, they now have sides, desserts, and more. So a great dinner is minutes away. And the best thing about it is it's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse prices. There's no more last minute run-its to the store. It arrives vacuum sealed, frozen, ready to go. And if you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the perfect introduction. For just $79.99, you get 20 premium steak burgers crafted from five distinct cuts of steak. You get four filet mignon burgers, four New York strip burgers, four ribeye burgers, four brisket burgers, four sirloin burgers. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, you get $35 off with the promo code BEEF, B-E-E-F. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. All right, we'll see. We're going to have to go back to that one once we get down to those difficult decisions. So,
okay.
Sincere McCormick's in now. He gets past the prelims. We'll have to see how that goes. Look at this. Tayshawn, appreciate the 10 jewels with the hiding emoji. Appreciate you. Thank you so very, very much. Appreciate the support. And then we got Scott WD in the house with the super chat. Rushmore of SF 49er CCs. John Wayne, Johnny Ronbo. Good Lord. Larry That's gets honorable up. Mention. Too many collabs with he who John Wayne, Johnny Ronbo. Good Lord. No, that's okay. I liked it. You were cutting it or something. That was awesome. Wayne's over there mixing it up. It's an honor to be mentioned with any of these people. Ronbo, the original OG. Johnny, where all the podcasters go to learn about football. And Wayne, I've been saying this for a decade now, needs his own damn TV channel. Just like freaking the Wayans brothers all into one, just can do everything.
Oh, man. I would love to do that. That would be dope. This is going to be tough.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you.
There we go. Right there, Johnny Dale. Scott is on the Rushmore of watchers. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right. Wide receiver, we're jumping into the hard stuff. Okay? There's so many freaking names. Mike Evans, Debo, Deshaun Stribling. We're not debating them, right? Those three locks.
I just wanted the curse. No. I mean, yes. They're yes. locks.
So, after
we're going
that.
We're going six.
Six? Okay. DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Watkins, yeah. Christian Kirk, Jacob Cowan, Malik Turner, Darryl
Kirk's
Hodge,
gone.
Okay, Kirk's gone. You're not even going to. He's
nah,
gone.
That dude can't even practice. All right, Kirk's gone. So Evans, Stribling, and Debo are your three. Robinson is that vetty vet.
Yeah, I'm good. Robinson's a lock for me.
I'm looking at my list. Sorry, this is over
no,
here.
This is
and
perfect.
Then,
this is great.
Jordan Watkins and Jacob Cowing is the returner. Jacob Cowing made this team because he returned a freaking punt. That's the only reason why he made this team.
I don't know. I thought he looked good, dude. I thought his nope. reps looked good. He blocks better than Jordan Watkins.
Nah.
Dude,
nope.
So much separation on those routes.
Nope. Not. Nope.
But you don't think he got separation on those routes?
No, he got separation. He had a guy beat down the football field, but that he's supposed to. Like that's why you drafted him. The issue with him is going to be health again, but that's a strong six.
So you're saying no to Kirk, no to Malik Turner, yeah. no to Hodge, no to Grimes, no to Irwin, no to Pauling.
Yes, sir. Keep Practice squad six. Guys.
All right.
I'm not hating on Kyle Shane. I just think I like what I saw from Jordan Watkins, and I like what I saw from Jacob Cowan in the return game. Not saying he's a bad receiver. He's a guy. You know, I don't know if he can play this big, and I want him to, because to me, this is his comp. But he kind of gives me Brandon Cooks vibes. I don't know if you guys remember Brandon Cooks, but he was a dope receiver in the NFL for several teams, and I think he's still playing. If Jacob Cowan can string together consistency and health, that's his ceiling, and that's a big ceiling.
I like it. Okay, let me ask you this question. I'm not saying we're going to do this, but if you could only pick one out of Jordan Watkins or Jacob Cowing, who would you keep?
I'm going with the bigger receiver.
Really? Yeah. I think Jacob Cowing plays bigger. I think George Watkins is the worst blocker.
Jacob Cowing does play bigger, but
which is crazy, but
he stays hurt.
Yeah, he does. And I love that. And this is the exact conversations that happen in the GM room, because the final decision comes down to Kyle Shanahan. He gets everything. And then John Lynch, but the position coaches get to chime in too. So you're getting, and then the special teams coach is way above the position coaches, right? So like,
right.
And so there's going to be all these difference of opinions, and I love this. And so hopefully we kind of mirror that. JP Hellhard in the chat. Look at that. 300.
That's my dog.
You the man, dude. What's up, JP? Freaking legend. Oh, look at that. Coach Cruz coming in. He says Turner over Watkins. Jordan Watkins.
Interesting. This ideally makes sense, but because Turner Malik is the guy that that doesn't have to clear waivers, he's automatic brought back.
Right. Yes. All right. So we've got six wide receivers. Let's get to tight end. George Kittle off the PUP list. Luke Farrell, Jake Tonjes, Braden Willis, Khalil Dinkins, Hayden Rucci. Where are you at on the tight ends? Three. Okay. Kittle, Farrell, Tonjes, not keeping That's Willis.
Nah, Willis will get cut and brought back to the practice squad. Even though I think Willis is probably one, he's turning into a good blocking tight end.
Put up a lot of really good tape.
Wow, right? My issue with him is he struggling to learn the routes? Because he doesn't get the targets. This dude can make people miss if they just get him the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's contested catches, and he's blanketed every time. Yeah, it's interesting.
Could he possibly be that H-back that we need, though, like that juice replacement?
He got a lot of those reps. They put Tonjes back there a little bit. They put Willis back there a little bit. So, like, there is some of that. I think that the 49ers are much higher on Braden Willis than fans typically are.
I am, but too. With
Kittle coming back, and you know, and this goes into it too, is Kittle going to be playing week one, week two?
Good point.
Because yeah, but not,
that's why you can cut a guy. Kittle makes the roster. You'll cut the vet. You'll cut somebody and bring them back.
Yeah, and Hayden Rucci's played well too. So like. I think that, you know, I doubt that both Braden Willis and Hayden Rucci get claimed, but man, the NFL's going crazy on tight ends. So
this is a scarce position. Yeah, everybody wants a certain type of tight end, you know, and teams. Now you've seen a lot of teams go with three tight ends. You know, they just like the tight ends.
Look at this. Swift Gotti. Appreciate the 250 jewels. I love it. Swift in the house. And right here, Notorious, right here, he says, I think Willis has always been the long-term replacement fit for Juice. He's just a damn good blocker. It's just there. Yeah, right there. Himstifer says, Willis had the block that freed Jacob Cowing on special teams. Willis is a great special teamer, has been all the freaking time. Look at this. Gnome, appreciate the super chat, man. Strib will take number two over Debo on game one, offensive rookie of the year. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think Debo gets a start at Z. It'll be him and Mike Evans if everybody's healthy, and two wide receiver sets. Stribling be out there in the F, you know, the big slot role. But at some point, Stribling's going to be out there in two wide receiver sets. How long and when, and is that just injury related or what? But he's going to be out there eventually. No doubt about it. But I don't think at the start.
It's interesting, though, if I could stay here for a second.
Yeah,
because I think Kyle and your two wide receiver sets. I think Stribling, excuse me, is earning the chance to be on the football field in those two wide receiver sets. I think Deebo Samuel is going to be more utilized, like how we utilize Deebo Samuel his whole career here, right? He's just going to be that guy that's going to be, he's going to be your weapon again. And I think that's what makes Deebo Samuel most dangerous in the NFL. And I think that's what makes Deebo Samuel most, you know, prominent to what the 49ers need. They need their weapons, right? And so I don't think Deebo is a lock in that two wide receiver set. I personally think you bring out Strib, the rook, and you have Mike Evans out there and your two wide receiver sets. Utilize Debo differently, however you choose to utilize him. But I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. So I already think Stribling is, if you want a number of wide receivers, I don't think Debo is a numbered wide receiver. I think he's a special weapon, right? You know what I mean? But because he's labeled a wide receiver, I understand why he's has the number two next to him, seniority. But I think Stribling is going to make that case. Listen, I'm wide receiver one. You know what I mean?
I love it. I love it. Yeah, we'll have to see how that goes because Debo's been out there a lot, but it's we'll see. All right, let's get to the tackles. We're going to go offensive tackles, their own category, and then we'll do interior offensive linemen, their own category, to try to simplify this as much as possible. Offensive tackles, Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz, Vidarian Lowe, Austin Pleasance, Enrique Cruz, Brandon Parker, Isaac Alarcon. Who are you keeping?
The first two, Vidarian Lowe is a free agent. You keep him. You sign him. How many do I have on my list? Hold
That's
on.
That's three. So now Enrique Cruz, Austin Pleasance, and I Brandon like Parker, Alarcon, two. No chance.
I got four.
Okay, so who's going to be your four? You keep I kept the rookie? Cruz. You kept Cruz? We're letting Austin Pleasance go, which I think is the right thing, especially with his injury. I don't think anybody's going to really pick him up. So that's four tackles. Okay, now let's get to interior players. Jake Brendel, Dominique Pooney, Connor Colby, Carver Willis, Brett Toth, Robert Jones, Drake Nugent, Nick Sakel, and Doug Kramer, I doubt, has a chance.
I'll start just with the guards. I got four guards. Pooney, Colby, Jones, Willis.
You're keeping Robert Jones?
Yes.
Okay. That's where you and I will differ, but I'm putting them down. I'm cutting that. I think he should retire. Okay. Now, centers, Jake Brendel, Brett Toth, Drake Nugent.
I kept Jake and Brett.
Jake and Brett. So that's 10.
That's 10 linemen.
That's a lot of linemen, but this is kind of the problem whenever you do draft project linemen like Carver Willis and Enrique Cruz. You spend a fourth and fifth round picks almost always make the roster. I don't think Enrique Cruz has been good.
Nah,
is he
but
cuttable?
But, no, I think you drafted him based off potential and athleticism, and athleticism is there. He just needs the reps, and so if you get an injury to a Vidarian Lowe, you better have your young guy ready in the stable, ready to go, right? So that's why I mainly kept the majority of the rookies. I don't think any of the rookies get cut. I hope not. Yeah,
no sixth rounders, no seventh rounders. Those are usually the ones that get cut. I mean, fifth rounders don't get cut very
often. Now you got to dig back into the roster to former sixth and seventh rounder guys. Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting.
All right, guys. Now, no matter where you are, if you like what we do here, you got to support the channels. The Wayne Breezy Patreon channel is an absolute must. Wayne, what do you have going on this upcoming year on the Patreon? Where do we go? How do we support? What do we do?
Yeah, so my Patreon is going to be a lot different. More informed information, informed shows for the different tiers out there, more articles for the different tiers out there. So, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot more. Then the live games, you know, when I'm here and I'm not actually at the football game, I will be doing the live watch parties on, you know, the Patreon, where you could come in, you know, and just say how you feel, what you want. And I don't have to worry about no censorships and stuff like that. And so that's why it's pretty cool on the Patreon. And looking to do some joint shows with some of the content creators out there. So Patreon is where it's at. Because I'm really trying to build the Patreon patriarch over there. You know what I mean? So come on over on the Patreon. I know it costs a little bit of money, but it's definitely worth it. Trust me. It's exclusivity. You get that, you know.
Go support. Now, we're doing a Zoom hangout this Saturday at 2 p.m. over on our Patreon channel on the 49ersrush.com. Go sign up if you want to take part in that. It's going to be an absolute blast. We'll do our 53-man projection together where you get your say. So if you want your say, you're hearing what we say today. But if you disagree, this is where you get to make the case, like you're in the coaching room. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, right here, Sonya, live watch parties. Dude, I'm telling you, ain't nobody like – that's worth the price of admission right there. Patreon.com/TheWayneBreezy. Trust me. Worth it. All right. Yeah. There we go. Boats asks this: live games on Patreon. What tier gets that if they sign up?
Yeah, it'd be the $10 tier.
$10, man. That's, dude. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Let's go, peeps. Let's go. All right, we kept 27 players on offense. We've got 3 on defense, so we're already at 30. So
damn, already?
Yeah, well, if we kept 27. The 10 offensive linemen, we got just 3 tight ends.
All right, so we got 23 to go. Let's get it. We got all this. Right.
Now, Mikael Williams is on PUP, so we're not counting him, correct?
Oh, I forgot. Who's on PUP? Well, just, you could tell me as we go along. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the only 2 players on PUP is Mikael Williams and running back.
Isaac Arendo.
So
okay.
Defensive ends. Let's go that way. Nick Bosa, Romello Height, Keon White, Sam O, Okoronkwo, Victor Dimekeji. They just signed Villamy Fayoko and Quentin Bell. Who you wanting to keep?
I only got 4.
Okay.
Bosa, White, Okoronkwo, and Height.
Okay. That's 4. That's what I've got as well, which usually they keep 5 or 6, but with Mikael Williams coming off the PUP, that kind of helps. Correct. Now you get to the defensive tackle room. I think this is the toughest position. Osa, CJ West, Alfred Collins, Grayson Halton, Bryson Easton, James Thompson Jr., Sebastian Valdez, Evan Anderson. Who are you keeping here? I want to keep 7. I want to keep 6 minimum, but I kind of want to keep 7.
Damn, I don't have that many. I got Osa, Collins, West, Halton. I want to add James Thompson.
He's so good, man. He is so good.
I only got 5.
So you're not keeping Bryson Easton and you're not keeping Sebastian Valdez?
Not on the active roster.
Okay. I get it, man. I get it. So why Thompson over Bryson Easton and Sebastian Valdez? That's going to be the question that a lot of listeners want to hear. Why
TJ? I like what I'm seeing up front from him. Like, and it's been consistent. For me, it's consistency up front. And he has been consistent throughout camp. Then he's been consistent throughout the games. And that's what I need to see. I need to know that he's going to come in and be a consistent base type of player when it comes to A, stopping the run, and B, creating some type of pressure. And that's what he does. He does it well. And so if you wanted to add a 6 in there, I'm cool with that. But I got those 5.
Who would be your 6 if we said, okay, we want to keep 1 more? Who would be the one? Would it be Sebastian or would it be Bryson?
It has to be Valdez, man.
Yeah. See, I'd go Easton, but that's okay. And I'm with you on JTJ. Pass rushing defensive tackles are a premium. He's demonstrated that consistently, that he can push the pocket vertically. Might not be a sack guy, but he's a disruption guy that collapses the guard / center into the quarterback's lap. Like, does it consistently. Shane right here. What happened to CJ West? I haven't heard a peep about him this offseason. He's been injured, and he's been kept out of a lot of team stuff. Will he play in this preseason game? We'll see. But, yeah, him and Alfred Collins coming off injuries, that's been rough. It's given these undrafted free agent guys a bunch of snaps, which they've taken advantage of. So you've got 6. So we're keeping – no, you've got 5.
But I don't mind adding the 6, but then that
– no, this is good because you kept the extra offensive guys.
Right. So let me add that to my list. I'm gonna keep Valdez. You said you're gonna keep Bryson Easton.
No, we're going with your list. You're the final decision maker.
This is kind of cool.
Okay, so we're keeping 6. So 4 defensive ends, 6 defensive tackles. All right, linebacker. Good luck. This is gonna suck. All right, long list. Warner, Greenlaw, super safe. Duggar, Gifford, Wallow, Nick Martin, Tatum Bethune, Larry Worth, Jalen Graham, Deion Jones.
I got Warner, Greenlaw, Martin, Duggar.
Then it gets hard.
I got to have Gifford.
Got to have him.
Got to have him.
Pro Bowl special and teamer, dude.
I does not a doubt in my mind. But then the question marks come in with Bethune. And then who the dude we just signed?
Garrett Wallow and Deion Jones.
I can't believe Garrett Wallow's not on this list.
You don't have Garrett Wallow? Somebody got to go. Now, I do think Nick Martin could be an IR to return candidate, and you could cheat here because you get 2 of them.
He got injured again?
Yeah, his hamstring late in the game, And that's when they did that.
They can't do that to him, yo. They can't.
I can see him. I mean, he popped that hamstring. You see him grabbing the back of that thigh. It looked like somebody shot him with a gun. Pow.
All right. So if Martin is out, Bethune has got to be in, right? Because that's your backup Mike. So I'm going. All right. So who backs up Fred?
Garrett Wallow, Tatum Bethune. That's been the rotation.
Correct. Who do you trust as the backup? You go with the vet.
This is where Brett Boyer jumps in, the special teams coordinator, and says, so you Garrett are Wallow. Not cutting Garrett Wallow. You all are right. Not taking him off my special. He's on every single special teams, and he is a beast. And he won us a playoff game in Philly on the road. You're going to cut this man?
Bro, you preaching, bro. So Bethune gets cut. Jaden Duggar's not getting cut. He's too rich in value.
He's awesome. He's so good.
He's definitely awesome. But that's what I mean. Like his value is crazy. If anything, I would try to trade him. You know what I mean? But because I think you can get something for him. But at the end of the day, that dude is gonna be phenomenal once he gets his football weight and stuff together. Jaden Duggar is crazy. Awesome. So Bethune has to go. I gotta keep Garrett Wallow, bro. But do we need two special teamers?
Luke Gifford and Garrett Wallow. Luke Gifford could be an IR. So that's a thing. Like I feel like
Gifford got hurt too.
He hasn't been practicing, and they haven't talked much about his injury. But with Nick Martin and Gifford out, that's why they did the trade for Deion Jones. You got to get somebody that can play because Fred Warner and Greenlaw ain't taking snaps in third preseason game. So the question that like. We could cheat here, Wayne. We could do one of these in IR spot. Right now, you're keeping six, but you're cutting Bethune.
Wait. So if we put Martin on that IR spot, then yeah. I can add. I need Bethune. Six linebackers.
So let's who put am I Martin at? On
so
IR.
So then Bethune is back in.
Guess who's back? Back again. Nah, nah.
Hey, that's
nah,
how we started
nah,
the show.
Nah. It's the best Eminem song ever written. Argue with the wall. Okay, we got six. I feel better because now we get to keep all the guys that we're in love with. We get to keep them all. And so I'm happy. I'm happy about that. All right, corner. We got Demo. We got Renardo Green. We got Upton Stout, Fijians Prysock, Jack Jones, Nate Hobbs, Eli Apple, Darrell Luter, Jacob Robinson.
All right, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got six.
Okay. Let's hear
I got Lenore Green, Jones, Prysock, Stout, and Hobbs. And we haven't seen much from Hobbs, but them my six.
He ain't him and Christian Kirk just ain't practice. So you're cutting Darrell Luter, you're cutting Jacob Robinson.
Yeah.
I got the same six to be honest with you. Okay, safety, Jair Brown, Marquis Siegel, Malik Mustafa, Sierra Neal, Ashton Davis, Patrick McMorris, Jalen Strowman.
Does Jair Brown, does Malik Mustafa, is he going to go on the IR?
He might be an IR designated to return. He ain't even on the side field.
Like, what is going on? Like,
hamstring a day. It's 49ers way.
So, if we, so far we've designated Nick Martin.
Nick Martin's the only one we've designated so far.
And we got one more, right?
We can put it
on. So, put Mustafa on there.
Okay, we're putting him on IR. We're moving him to the other category for my count's sake. We're going IR Malik. It's not his first time on there. So that gives us
Brown and Siegel. Now we get to pick one more.
Sierra Neal's probably going to make it too.
Sierra Neal, because that's your special teams guy.
But Ashton Davis has been pushing.
I haven't liked what I saw from him, though.
Haven't liked it.
So I got three safeties.
Yeah, three safeties. You know what?
I need four. Who am I missing?
Well, before you say that, we're at 56 players right now on our roster. So we got to cut three more. So we're going to have to cross.
So don't add another safety. We're going to have to get rid of one of them offensive linemen.
We're going to have to get rid of an offensive lineman. No doubt. Damn. I am telling you, the guy I would get rid of is Robert Jones. But Darian Lowe, Carver Willis, Brett Toth, Robert Jones, Enrique Cruz.
I'm down. Robert Jones out of there.
Okay, Jones, that gives us nine. So now I'm going to say, okay, we're two spots away. Sincere McCormick. So let's cross-reference. Sincere McCormick, Sebastian Valdez, Tatum Bethune, or Nate Hobbs. Those are like the ones that I'm like, these are the guys.
So we have four running backs?
We got four running backs. I feel like since
you could cut McCormick. Yeah.
All right. Now we've got to get rid of.
I didn't have one more. List.
We got one more. Okay. So these are the back end of the roster guys. Nate Hobbs.
It's going to have to be Valdez.
Bethune, Valdez. I think Valdez as well. I think Valdez as well.
Sorry, guys.
This is grown man stuff. That's right. This is freaking Breezy out here just laying the freaking hatchet, doing what he's got to do.
This is crazy.
It's hard to do. You remember doing this last year and it was like super easy and it was like,
oh yeah,
we like 15 minutes in and it was like, yeah, we agree on everything.
I need to go back through this. So let's go. My quarterbacks, Purdy, Jones, Rourke, right?
Purdy, Jones, Rourke. Yep.
All right. Running backs, McCaffrey, Black, James, and Juszczyk. Yep. Sorry. Receivers, Evans, Watkins, Stribling, Robinson, Samuel, and Cowling.
Yep.
All right. Tight ends, Kittle, Tonjes, Farrell.
Yep.
Offensive tackles, Williams, McKivitz, Lowe, Cruz.
Yeah, we got to keep Cruz. That's a big one. I'm not sure he's going to make it, but I like that we were able to keep the rookie.
Okay. And then guards, Pooney, Colby, Willis.
Pooney, Colby, Willis. Yep.
And then center, Brendel, Toth.
Yep.
All right. That's nine. All right. Now, defensive ends. I got Bosa, White, Okwuanu, and Height.
Yep.
Interior, Odighizuwa, Collins, West, Halton, Thompson Jr.
Perfect.
Linebacker.
Bryson Eason's my biggest issue so far with this.
So if you got Bryson Eason, which one of these guys who else are we cutting?
Nate Hobbs would be one.
So explain this, right?
Enrique Cruz would be one.
Okay. I could see Cruz being the rookie that doesn't make this roster. I don't see how you would cut Nate Hobbs.
Just ain't seen him. Kind of like the Christian Kirk thing.
Well, no. I'm saying, like, how does this work as far as his money?
Yeah. So, like, I think he got like $2 million. I want to be, let's look this up because I want to.
You got to look up him and Kirk because,
okay,
if they got guaranteed bread, is it worth to cut them? That means we got burnt.
Yeah, but.
But they're not healthy. So at the end of the day.
Okay, so who are we looking up? Which two?
Kirk and Hobbs, the two OGs.
So if Christian Kirk gets cut, he's got $1.6 million guaranteed.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. And then Hobbs, Kirk and Hobbs, sounds like a law firm.
It does.
Yeah, guaranteed money, $1.8 million.
Okay, so these two are potentially cut. So I think you go Hobbs. That's one less corner.
Who would you keep, Hobbs or Bryson Eason? Or you like Sebastian Valdez more. So, like, is it worth having that extra defensive tackle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then the corner? Absolutely. I'd pressure straight line up the middle. Best thing. Now, let's have the conversation. Valdez versus Eason. Why Eason?
I think
I'm taking Hobbs off my list. I'm cool with that.
Okay, so we're going to move Hobbs off. Oh. Oh, we getting personal. I love this, by the way. This is awesome. Wayne, you are very good at what you do. Okay, so the reason why I like Bryson Eason, he's the most consistent defensive tackle of that young group.
Okay.
Like, just consistency. He doesn't have the pass rushing prowess of JTJ, but I don't like Sebastian Valdez because he just gets – there's one play he got blocked 14 yards off the ball. The dude who tore his – the center who tore his ACL, the reason why he got – his ACL torn is because they picked up Sebastian Valdez and threw him like Neo in freaking the Matrix scene and crashed into his dude. They freaking barrel a monkeyed him the negative plays are just so extreme with Sebastian Valdez. And he was been on the practice squad for 2 years in a row and nobody's ever claimed him. So I feel like you can get by with him. I like Sebastian, but consistency just ain't there. He's a splash player only. Whenever I see Bryson Eason, I counted one negative play in two preseason games. That's why I'm so big on him, but that's just me.
No. That's your evaluation, and I respect it 100%. I think what I like about Valdez is, he's been out there earning reps day after day since last season. We know he can get the push up front, We know he's packed full of energy. He has a pretty damn good get off. But again, he's still young. If you feel the play of Eason and the consistent, the key word for me this year is consistency. So once you said consistent, that's the same way I described James Thompson Jr. Once you use the word consistency, you had me sold. I do understand that Valdez will give you inconsistent play depending on how he's blocked. I'm okay, but I think we add an extra defensive lineman, period.
Yeah, what position do John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan value more than anything else? Since
defensive line.
Defensive line, any position.
All right, so
I
wouldn't
mind keeping all seven, but me it's too, hard but you when can't. The numbers are hard.
All right, so Bryson Eason is getting added to my list.
I love it. Look at that, man. Collaboration, coming together, figuring things out. Look at Ben. Eason's PFF grade this preseason, 83.6, meets the eye test. Just no neg. Like, he's
Something's wrong with me, yo. I haven't checked PFF yet. Like,
that's not a negative, by the way. You're doing okay. You're doing okay.
I've been out of sorts. All right, go ahead. Can please continue.
All right, so we left off at where we were going back through checking all your stuff, and I interrupted you by saying my biggest issue is Bryson Eason not on this team. So let's pick back up at the defensive tackles.
All right, so now we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we got 6 defensive tackles. So now we got 10 defensive linemen. I still think, you know what the biggest issue I think on this defense is? The edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Nick Bosa, and then it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, and Romello hasn't looked great. Now he's injured. Like, Okoronkwo's looked great. Like, he's looked consistent. He can make this roster. You sign him up off the street. Mm. I think the hope would be bring Okoronkwo back, but if you can't, Dimey Kitchen ain't look bad either. Like, you could, like, he ain't getting claimed. Quentin Bell ain't look bad either. He ain't getting claimed.
These guys aren't getting
claimed. You just got Fehoko in there. He ain't getting claimed. So, like, I think you can roll the dice with Okoronkwo, but, like, in the current situation, like, he's one of those guys, Okoronkwo, that you put on the practice squad and elevate week one. I think that's where they are. Let's go through your linebackers, the final linebacker list.
We got 6, bro. We got Warner, Greenlaw, Bethune, Duggar, Gifford, Wallow. And for those that are just tuning in, we talked about...
Oh, you got Bethune, too.
Yeah, because we said that he was going to replace the Nick Martin.
Yeah, he took his spot because Nick Martin's going on an IR for us. Which I like, actually.
That's like another season of a motherfucker.
He just got to miss the first 4 games. Designated to return. He'll come back.
Okay.
He'll come back.
You say you could play around with those two.
Yeah. We got one more IR. No, we got Malik Mustafa. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's go through our corners and safeties.
All right. Corners. Lenore Green, Jones, Prysock, Upton Stout, and then your safeties, Brown, Siegel, Neal. How many is that?
So total, that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What I mean, as far as the total, are we at 53?
We're at 53. We've got our 53. We're there.
Mother freaker shoot. Let's go.
It's hard, man. I'm sweating, Wayne. I'm sweating. Well, I don't know about you.
I'm going off my initial before preseason even kicked off. And like before they even started training camp. That's why I did my initial 53. So like how different it is. And I feel bad because I didn't save a new one. So I'm not gonna remember what my initial 53 looked like.
Yeah, I messed up. You always gotta make the copy if you're on Excel. Do you do yours on Word or Excel?
Yeah, Excel. I do it on Google, whatever that is called.
Oh, Google Sheets. There we go. Look at it. Yeah. He says I'm the third option. I love it. All right, guys. We've got a bunch of questions I've got tagged that we're gonna get to from the chat. So get your questions in quick if you want us to jump over those. But if you're betting anything, anytime, anywhere, you gotta use my bookie. Want to start football season off with a bet that feels like it can't miss? The MyBookie lock of the season is back, and the first one is an absolute no-brainer. With the Patriots in Seattle for the NFL kickoff, MyBookie is asking one simple question. Will the Seahawks raise the banner that night? Of course they will. They're the defending champs. It's their home opener. The entire game is designed around raising the banner, and they've already talked about doing it that night. So you're getting plus money odds right now on MyBookie.ag. You're getting paid to say yes. That's all you got to do. So That's the first MyBookie lock of the season. There's going to be a lot more all season long, and you should be betting with us. We post our weekly bets over at the49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. We show you how much, what to bet, and where. We've done very well. Major profits 7 out of 8 seasons since we've been doing this. So get in before kickoff of the first NFL game at mybookie.ag with promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS. And on addition to that, you get a bet back bonus from $50 to $500. You opt in whenever you're ready for that. And if you miss the bet, if you don't get it right, you get all the money credited right back to you with a one-time rollover, industry best. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere. Yes, you can bet in California with MyBookie. Go check it out. MyBookie.
MyBookie.
There we go. I like it. Man, news just came out. Practice is starting to warm up. Mike Evans off on the side field practicing once again, not in pads.
Not worried about that, man.
Which, hey, man, we talked about Tashaun Stripling being in the two wide receiver sets. This is one of those pathways.
Listen, when it comes to these veterans, let them veteran. Like, yeah. just relax. Let them veteran. We know what they're doing.
If you have 1,000-yard seasons, I'm okay. Chill out. Like, there's a lot of guys in the senior division. Speaking of senior division, we got Salty in the house. What's up, Salty?
Uncle Salty.
Love this, man. I wish I wouldn't have said that. I hope Salty didn't hear that, but I do. I love you, Salty. You're the man. All right, let's get to some of these comments, which I freaking love. We've got a bunch of them. Shade, go figure. We finally hit on a third round running back. That's why I call Kalen Black Neo, by the way. He's the chosen one. But now our fifth round picks suck. You got to get one. You got to either waste a third down running back, or the fifth rounders are awesome. You get one or the other. You don't get both. You don't get both. What are your thoughts on Kalen Black so far?
Oh man. He haven't seen much from him, in the preseason, the games. You have to trust what you watched on film, though, from them scouting and drafting and such and stuff like that. Like, but I can tell you right now, if you watched the last game and you saw his burst and you saw how hard he runs, like that right there, that will get him more reps. And if he could protect the football, block for the quarterback, things like that, he'll be on the football field a lot quicker. I think Kalen Black's definitely the future. He just has to stay healthy.
Yeah, and, you know, you get two IR designated to return players. Here's a quick list of players who I think could qualify for that, like which two the Niners do. Now, if you're on the IR designated to return, you miss first four games minimum. Long list. These are all guys that could be on that, but only two can do it, right? Nick Martin, Christian Kirk, Fidarian Lowe, Robert Jones, Grayson Halton, Brett Toth, Luke Gifford, Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, Nate Hobbs, Romello Height, Austin Pleasance, Curtis Work, like, Niners got a plethora of options, if you will, El Guapo, to put on that. A lot of banged up guys, and maybe you could even throw on. I'm not putting Mike Evans on that if he's playing on the side field already. He got halfway through practice, got pissed off, took his shoulder pads off. Not sure what happened. Shout out Jennifer Lee Chan for that one. And then now that he's on the side field, you know, just a day later, he's dealing with some stuff, but you build up those calluses now. The two that we put on IR were Nick Martin and Malik Mustafa, but Ben says Hobbs got to be on IR, could be Christian. I mean, it could be any of those names that we just put up there. That's where we are. Oh, look at this. Cynthia, appreciate the super chat. She says, OT, in which round of fantasy should I draft Stripling?
That's a tough one, man.
Is it PPR? Is it redraft? Is it dynasty?
If she's doing my league, it is definitely PPR. But that it's tough. It's tough for me when it comes to 49ers wide receivers. You know, it's Mike Evans. So if you're drafting 49er players, I know you're asking about Stripling, but it's Christian McCaffrey. I'm gonna put him in the order, right? It's Christian McCaffrey. It's Mike Evans. And I want to say it's Debo, but I feel like you could get him late. It's a crapshoot with Stripling because you don't know how he's going to be utilized. If you're really high on him, you're going to have to waste up. You're going to have to draft him early. If you're really high on him, I'm not saying
he's going to go early.
Yeah, I'm not saying do not draft him. You will have to reach for him. but you're going to have to trust what you know about how he's going to perform in the NFL and just beat everybody's ass. That's what you're going to have to do.
I just looked it up on Fantasy Pros. His current ADP in PPR is 126. So he's going 10th, 11th round.
Correct.
I like that. So here's what I would do with Deshaun Stripling is I'd build out most of my starters, not quarterback, unless it's super flex. I don't touch quarterback till the very end. And get a tight end early or don't touch it until very, very late.
Yeah.
But once you get your starting wide receivers and running backs, he is the perfect first or second bench player.
Bench player. There it is.
I don't want him as my projected starter week one. This is a guy you draft just after you fill out your running backs. So you can't get him round 10. He's going like that's his ADP, but it's bumping up. So you're starting to look at him end of round 8, start of round 9. You ain't getting him in round 10 right now. So if
unless you're in a league that doesn't know about him, but that's a gamble.
Are they all Niners fans? Then you got to go earlier.
Right. If you're playing with Niners fans, you're going to have to reach. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Look at this. Tayshaun with the jewels. Appreciate the treat, my friend. You are the
jewels are dope.
Yeah. I like
Christian Kirk's practicing on the sideline too. Awesome.
Oh, that is. See,
that changes things now. See, now we got to go back to our 53.
It's totally redeem yourself.
I've been redeemed.
I mean, he still hasn't completed a practice, but
he's practicing on the sideline.
For I still 1. Ain't keeping 8, him. He might be an IR $6 million. Candidate. He might be.
Nah, that's. Do you mean for the year or to return?
No, for the first. Like, let's say Malik's closer. But let's say Malik's closer.
I haven't seen Malik Mustafa since last year. Like, I don't know if he's even going to still be on this team. I'm not understanding what's going on with Malik Mustafa other than the injury.
Worst case with Malik is they put him on season-ending IR.
No. Because
you could do two designated to return IRs.
Correct.
Or you could have him on the 53, and this is what they did last year, where, look, we're going to put you on the initial 53, and then day one we're putting you on IR. So you're not one of our two IR designated to return spots. Before the 53. So we're going to put you on IR the second day after the 53, and then you miss the 4 game. Like, there's some manipulation that you get to do, right? And so.
Yeah. And then you got to have those conversations with the guys that you put, that you cut. Be like, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to bring you right back. So don't go signing anywhere else. Like, that's a lot. The business part of football is crazy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Look at this. Shade. We can't just cut guys who are owed money. Jed needs it. Oh, I love it. I don't know.
I don't know if he needs it because he only paying $140 for some cutty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro.
That's the craziest thing about that story, but I'm moving on.
Sorry. I couldn't pay for it.
You go ahead, man. You do you. Howdy. Nobody is picking up Cruz. He'll clear waivers. I don't know, man. The tape he put up is bad.
That's a good point, though. Howdy's possibly 97% correct. Right. So it would be okay to cut him. And you
multi-year
bring him back to the practice squad.
Boats, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Notorious. Are we seriously taking Luke Farrell over Braden Willis? Man, Luke Farrell has run with the ones the entirety of camp. The entirety of OTAs, the entirety of the preseason. Like, Luke Farrell is making this roster
says
no matter
making
how much
this
we
roster
hate
too. Yeah.
Like, Tom just ain't running with the ones. It's only Luke Farrell. And he's supposed to be a tight end too. Like, that's the thing. When Kittle, and I'll say this again, like, I've said this a lot of times, Luke Farrell was decent when he played next to George Kittle last year. Now, the games that George Kittle was out, Luke Farrell was god awful. He can't play up, but he can do his role. There's a role for, and he's a good special teamer as well. So, like,
right, that's a Brant Boyer guy. So, good luck getting rid of his guys because 49 is about to have the number one special teams in football, and we ain't seen that since 1938. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about to be on Brant. Brant has done a great job with the special teams unit,
dude. Corliss Waitman looks badass.
Bro,
the punter looks bad.
Where did he come from? Is the question. Like,
just out there freaking 5 second hang time.
I didn't even know black people can kick. Like, it's not a thing. You know what I mean? But he's got that leg, bro. God.
There was that one guy, King. I think his last name was
Sean King, right?
Was it with the Raiders? Anyway.
Sean King, I think that was his
John
name.
John Gruden got hired and fired him immediately and said, I didn't want my punters drawing attention. I remember that. It's funny. John Gruden followed me on Twitter. I was like, what's happening here? Why would you do that? Why would you do that, John? But anyway, right here, Niner Faithful Radio. What's up, man? He says, did you hear what Kittle said about Luke Farrell? Yeah, he talked about how, you know, Kittle's going to go bat for his tight ends. The loyalty, the positivity, that's huge.
Marquette
he said, the second year in that offense is what it takes. Like, it takes time, and that, you know, the media, whatever, were pretty unfair to Farrell. He was pretty bad consistently, but he's looked better through training camp. And they're even, like, he's running some seam routes, which, man, if Brock Purdy will trust him, I don't want him getting a lot of targets, but, yeah.
The trust has to be built, John. So, that Farrell's gonna, here's the thing. Farrell's going to get the opportunity, right? Will he make the best of the opportunity? And if he does, there's your trust factor. See, that's the difference between him and Jake, right? Jake has proven that I'm a go-to guy for Brock Purdy. You know what I'm saying? Was Farrell, don't get it twisted. Farrell had, what, three touchdowns last year in the red zone? So Farrell just has to prove that as a pass catcher, he can be beneficial. It can help benefit the team. If he could do that, he'll be fine. I feel like his blocking, though, is greater when you have Kittle out there. Like, I just, it's just interesting to see. I thought he was the worst blocking player on the team last year. And I thought he was brought in to block.
It's fun. Like, and I believe this too, after watching tape for a year and now a training camp. He's not a mover. Like, he blocks like Jake Brindle. Like, he's a neutralizer. Like, he's just going to absorb you. He's not moving you forward, or like there's no authority or power. He's a get in the way.
I like
kind
that.
Of set a pick type of guy.
Nah,
which there's a role for that.
Absorption is good. Like, yeah, right?
He's the blob.
Right. Like, that's a thing. You know, hey, I see what we did there. Blob and thing. That's a thing, though, right? He doesn't have to be a mover. Just be effective.
Yeah. And I think that's why pass pro instead of the run game is kind of where he shines. And shout out to Oco Salty, Marquette King. That's
Marquette
who I was
King. I don't know. Who the hell is Sean King? I think
he was the quarterback for the Bucks. Yeah.
Sean Got King. You.
Yeah. He was Got a stud, you. Dude. He was a stud. Shane, look at this coming through with the generosity in the super chat. The what best up, duo doing it. Love you guys. How have the Niners not been busted doing these behind the scenes deals? It's just like you don't make it public and we'll look the other way. Well, they keep manipulating the roster. So like back in the NFL, like old days, you would just tell a player, we're going to put you on IR, then we'll bring you back. So then they said, you can't do that. If you go on IR before the 53, your season's done. So then they did that. But then the caveat was, if you're a vested veteran, you don't go through waivers. You get to pick which team you sign with. So then Kyle Shanahan says, gentlemen's agreement. Hey, we're going to cut you. We're going to put you on the practice squad. We're going to give you an extra $20,000 signing bonus. So you get a little extra dough. And so then last year, the NFL changed it to where, okay, fine, you get two designated IR to return. Shanahan's always going to find a way to manipulate the rules, push the boundaries. It's just he's a habitual line stepper, in the words of Charlie Murphy. He's just always crossing that line, and it ain't going to stop. I love that series, by the way. Habitually. He just always.
Habitually.
But he step across the line, you got to check him. Every now and then, you got to check. Unity. Scott WD, appreciate the super chat. NFL's brutal. I feel for these kids about to have their dreams crushed after working so hard for so long. It is what it is. That sucks for them. I saw this. I'm off on the numbers, but it was above 90%. 90%+ of players' final moment in the NFL is getting cut. 1,000 players. Is that right? 1,000 players are about to be cut in the next 5 days.
Yeah.
That sucks.
For Scott, thank you for the super chat. And for people that do feel it, that's a thing. I'm glad that you can empathize and sympathize with these, because anybody losing a job, it sucks. You know, here's the thing, though. Don't underestimate the mentality of these kids. They're strong mentally. They understand the business. They understand the business. I'll leave it at that. And they know that if they continue to put out hard work, consistency, that there's a job will come calling. You know what I mean? And so I know players are going to get cut due to the rules of the NFL. Trust me, you think these teams want to cut players? They don't want to do this. They have no choice, though. And so I think the players understand, listen, I might not have been a good fit for this team, but that doesn't mean I won't be a good fit for the next team that comes calling. So I just keep my prayers going out to the players. Just stay focused. If you're a player watching this and you're one of those that, you know, don't make the initial 53-man roster, there's so many opportunities for you guys out there. Just stay focused, stay humble, and keep grinding. You know what I mean? Your chance will come. It will come.
And like I get the critiques of like the NIL and, you know, all the money and players getting cut from the NFL, go back to college. Shout out to Big Ten, by the way, saying,
yeah, they said no, they can't come back.
I think that's good, but like, I like that generational wealth is starting for a lot of these players. I've seen it firsthand, you know, at the college level. And, you know, dude, I know people that have gone through and been practice squad players in the NFL for a year to 2 years. They get out, never made that money, and their body's busted. Like going through college, high school, and it, like that's part of the thing. And we all think about like Brandon Ayuk and these guys, Trent Williams making all this money. Dude, those aren't the normal stories of the NFL. And the toll it takes on your body, man. I have high school injuries. Are you kidding me? Like what? Like it's part of the thing. So appreciate you putting the empathic response there, Wayne and Shane. These are humans. These are fathers. These are sons. These are husbands. And so just try to think about that. And, you know, I'm terrible at that at times, but it's a constant refocus. These are humans. And if you've ever lost a job, you understand. Oh, dude, that is the worst feeling ever. So
ever.
Yeah. Celebrate ever. The ones that make it. It's like also
your world comes crashing. You got to figure out how to survive, you know? And so, but like I said, I believe a lot of the kids, the infrastructure is, I'm gonna keep grinding. It all comes down to how many want to pursue the dream. Some people, when they get crushed, they might be like, oh, I'm good. I'll find something else to do or whatever. Who knows? But it's going to be a sad day, even though it's going to be a day that we're going to be celebrating. Oh, yeah, this guy made the roster. It's a sad day in the NFL.
Yeah, that's rough. All right. This has been fun. We did our 53. I'm curious how many of you guys agree or disagree, but you guys make your own 53. Let's see how it comes out. We're going to find out Sunday. Wayne, man, I missed you, and I'm so thankful to be back. Why don't you take us out, man? Let's wrap the show up.
Faithful. Are you guys ready for another 49ers season? Another season of the John and Wayne Show. Another season of John giving out his game plans each and every week. Well, we're back, baby. And it's about to go down right here on the 49ers Rush channel, as well as the Wayne Breezy Faithful. Stay faithful, stay locked, stay loaded, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace.